So you just have the latest global alert and response report from the World Health Organization.
That's right. This is their 2009 briefing note. It's called Experts Advise WHO on Pandemic Vaccine Policies and Strategies, released on October the 30th after their meeting, the 27th to the 29th. And the importance of this document is just to illustrate the logic and why Dr. Levy is imploring people to stick with the plan and deal with high-risk groups. Because what this is a tabulation of what they are seeing sort of in real time of the people that are being affected by this flu. And again, this is not a fear-mongering exercise. This is simply presenting the data to you to illustrate why the recommendations are there. And what they continue to find is that the rates of hospitalization are highest in very young children, and that teenagers and young adults account for the majority of the cases. But it's the very young children that there is a problem. In fact, they're saying 1 to 10% of patients with critical illness require hospitalization. And of the hospitalized patients, 10 to 25% require admission to an intensive care unit. And 2 to 9% of those have a fatal outcome. So what does that mean in terms of actual numbers? It means that fatalities with the disease for these particular high-risk groups are anywhere from 1 in 1,100 to 1 in 50,000. So for every million people, between 200 and 900 out of that million would succumb to the illness. Now, that's, again, for the higher-risk groups. ICU use for that high-risk group would be anywhere between, for every million people in a city at high risk, between 1,000 to 2,500 would need an ICU bed. So that just gives you an indication of the degree of harm that can come from the virus for these high-risk groups. Granted, we're not going to see 1,000 to 2,500 people need ICU beds because not everybody in the city is high risk. But again, you want to vaccinate the high-risk groups because of this data. 7 to 10% of hospitalized patients are also pregnant women in their second or third trimester of pregnancy. Again, that's why pregnant women after 20 weeks are recommended to get the vaccine, because one in 10 approximately who end up being hospitalized. So that is the data out there. It's not scaremongering, it's not fearmongering, that's just the numbers, and that's why Dr. Levy and the public health department are imploring people to stick with the plan and stay with the high-risk groups for now.
I just wanted to get to one thing, because you mentioned the teenagers and young people continue, young adults continue to account for the majority of cases. However, did WHO not make it clear that the hospitalization that is required is for the very young children? It's not like teenagers and young adults are accounting for the majority of hospitalizations.
That's correct.
They're the majority of cases, but not the majority of hospitalizations.
That's right, which is why they are saying age 0 to 5. And I'd like to point out, just so that, again, it's a matter of credibility. So I'm going to say from the outset, I got my vaccination on Friday at the hospital. I did not take my family with me, and I did not vaccinate my children or ask my wife to get vaccinated because I'm following the rules. So I just wanted to make that clear so that no one can come out and say, well, you know, I'm saying one thing and I may have done something else.
Right.
So my children are not vaccinated because they don't fall into that group.
Okay, doctor, thank you.
You're very welcome, Steve.